This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam. In the studio with us now, we have Ben and we have Tim. They are representing Hallam, Melbourne to this evening. Welcome to the studio, boys.
Welcome.
Now, boys, I can't help it. Every time I say Hallam, I say Hallam. And that's probably just because of the community service announcement that we've been running here on Joy for a little while. Another one of your members of your group voiced that. And he has a very distinct accent. Was it important to you when we did that announcement that it was identifiably Arab, do you think? I think I've stumped them on the first question.
Well, I think yes. Being in an Arab is our identity. So you cannot present something and you give something else. You know what I mean?
Yep. So tell us a little bit about Hallam Melbourne. How long has the group been around?
It's about 3 years now. This is our third, 4 years. This is our fourth event. So we have around 24 members, and 14 of them are active members. What else do you like to know about?
So what was the original reason for forming the group?
Adam is the person who formed the group, is to get people with the Arab background get together, have a safe haven, place where they meet together, support each other. It's on a social basis, supporting other ways. This is the way the group has been formed for. So one
of the reasons is just to reduce the stigma, like being an Arab and gay, it's really it will be really easy stigmatized and stuff. So Hallam came just to help people, just come out or to support you if you want to come out or be a part of us.
I guess most of us would imagine, but it would be difficult to know really what are the particular difficulties around, even here in Australia, around being Arab and gay. Why is it more difficult?
Well, I think being gay by itself, it's a problem. Then you add Arab with it, that increase the difficulties more and more and become more pressure for us. Because, if you look around, if you go on the media, go on TV, Sunday afternoon, you see the bloody 60 Minutes. And the only thing they talk about when you're having your roast chicken is an Arab guy who did this, So being an Arab and gay, it's really hard. It's not like...
So basically there's stigma about simply being Arab living in Australia, let alone being gay as well. What about within the Arab community? Is it particularly difficult? I mean, I could imagine that it is, but I don't know.
It is, actually, because going for the background in Arab countries, it is unacceptable to be gay to start with. So the migrants or people who have been, they were born here, still coming from the Arab background or the Arabic background, and they have this thing, what do you call it?
Cultural,
that's the word. So they have this cultural with them, and I believe people who are here or born here, they will be living in fear to be out of their parents. Some of them or most of them, they would be having this fear to be out to their parents. So still not have the freedom, although they live in free country. They don't have the kind of freedom there.
So, I mean, most of us who go through the coming out process fear the reaction of our families. In this day and age, for most of us, those fears are unfounded. But I can imagine then that that's not true for a lot of gay men of Arab families. Would that be the case, or is it better in Australia?
I think coming out, either if you're Australian or not,
yep,
is actually the fear of being disattached from a an environment that you grew up with. You know what I mean? Like, you're afraid that if you're gay, the problem is not going to be on you. It's going to be on your family and friends. This is actually what's happening sometimes with the Arab community, or, you know, with, like, you know, you usually not the gay person will be attacked. And sometimes people don't come out as gay to protect their relative than being themselves, you know what I mean?
Yep.
If I can just put it in a different example, imagine a just Australian guy who's coming out to his family, the amount of fear he's got times 10.
Yeah, right.
This is for an Arab person comes out to his family, maybe times 100. So this is the kind of culture they kind of fear coming out to them, because they still believe in the Arab culture.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm imagining then that for gay Arab men in Melbourne, Halal Melbourne would be an island of paradise in terms of a community group. Is that fair?
Well, yeah. It's an island of paradise, yes, without Eve. It's going to be Adam and Steve.
We do have Eve. We do have Eve there.
But it is really a place.
It is a very supportive community. Yeah. You know, we all came from overseas. Like, we still all have our accent and stuff. But you know, you have people around you and people to support you, whether in your happiness or sadness. You know what I mean? For example, if someone, like, you know, you want to celebrate an event that's special for you, Helen, or, you know, the people around you, actually people you met in Helen, they will make your event more special. You know,
so and you can do some of the more traditional things that you've grown up and want to celebrate in traditional ways.
And you speak
ways.
Your language.
Yeah,
and
okay.
Express your feeling in Arabic, then, you know, use your translator. You
Fantastic.
Know.
All right. Now, you guys have got a pretty big event coming up this Saturday, which is a fundraiser for Joy, and also it's a fundraiser for Joy, is that right? And for yourselves?
It's a fundraiser for Joy 94.9 and Victorian AIDS and Council.
For the VAC,
so it's
yes.
a really for good cause to keep this radio station going and Victorian AIDS and Council to go on with their services.
And more than that is a promotion for Helen too.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. I was actually going to say, so this is a way for people perhaps in a more a wider social environment to sort of maybe touch Halem Melbourne and maybe get a first experience of people in the group?
Correct, and I'd like to take this opportunity to reach out to all Arab, gay and lesbian community in Melbourne to come to us, and we do provide the discretion they need, and they will find the security. We are not kind of a weird group. We have our meetings in the Victorian AIDS Council. However, we respect the privacy of our group members. I'm reaching out to them and say, come to us. We would like to support you. Just how we could support you is based on you. Tell us how we could support you. We cannot grow without you to come to approach us. So I was in Melbourne for about 8-9 years now, and I didn't know about the group for only 3 years ago or 2 years ago. And since I joined the group, they became my family here in Melbourne. It's just changed my life from complete being alone, have no... It's just different for Arab person. It's different for the sense of humor. And it is different, and I assure that this group is just completely safe.
Fantastic. So if people want to just get in touch with the group directly, how can they do that?
Well, okay, sorry. We do have the things we all the time do. You can go online and helenmelbourne.org,
mm-hmm.
or you go to Facebook and you type Helen Melbourne or Twitter. And immediately we'll, you know, reply to you. As you know, they're all volunteers, so we'll take at least, you know, 2-3 days to get back to you. Unless it's very, very urgent, like, you know, mm-hmm. we'll directly to the proper way.
Fantastic. So let's talk about this party on Saturday. What can we expect? And we've actually had a message in which says, hey, Ben, hey, Tim. how can we get to the Halam party, and do I have to be Arab to go along?
No. How to get to Halam? Okay, so if you're coming from your place, you go to the train station, then you go to Paran, and you go to Greville Street.
We can answer that question in a sec. You tell us, what are we going to be in for when we go along on Saturday? Okay.
There will be many, many entertainments. Plus, we have two DJs who's going to spin Arabic and English. We have two floors, and we will have belly dancers. And we have
male belly dancers?
Oh.
Really?
Yep. Mm. We're going to have a male belly dancer who's very sexy, and you can see his six abs. And for the lesbians who are listening to us, they're all going to be a female belly dancer with big boobs.
Fantastic. Your two DJs, pretty well-known boys around town.
Yep.
You've got Jason Conti.
And Cam Chaffey.
And Cam Shafati.
Shafati.
Yeah, who is a good friend of this show and an amazing DJ himself and also of Arab background. So yes. That's fantastic. Now, are both the DJs going to be spinning some Arab tunes in the mix as well?
Of course, yes. There will be lots of Arab and English mixed together to satisfy the different tastes of our audience there and our guests. The tunes will get you belly dancing, and whatever you want to dance there, you will find that. Also, I would like to let you know that there will be happy hour from 9 o'clock to 10:30. You can invite your friend for a drink. So you can get two drinks for one.
Two for one on a Saturday night. You can't knock that back.
Yeah.
All right. So this is DJs Cam Shafati, Jason Conti. We've got some belly dancing entertainment. I'll get it right. Yeah. It's all being held at the Merca Bar down in Greville Street in Paran. So gay central. So which is nice. A cheap taxi home for most people.
Uber.
Exactly. Or you could go to Pufdof after.
You could do that too. It is a fundraiser for Joy 94.9 and the Victorian AIDS Council. Tickets are available at the door. All right, so it is at Merca Bar, 177 Greville Street in Paran. So if you want to know how you can log to the party, that's how you do. You turn up on the night. It all starts at 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah, till late.
Till late. Yeah. As late as possible.
Yeah. As late as an Arab guy.
Pretty late.
All right.
Knowing DJ Cam Shafati, that is very late.
Yeah. Boys, thank you for coming in and bringing us right up to date on the importance of a group like Halam Melbourne.
Thank you very much.
And also letting us know about this fantastic party that's going to be happening on Saturday night.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.